Tonight on Full Credit to the Boys, gymnastics on the Northern Beaches. The Asada thing will not leave the news. And friends and family farewell a cricketing legend. Welcome to Full Credit to the Boys. Well, good afternoon, good evening. We've made it through the big wet. Well, I mean, almost anyway. You've made it here, which is a good start. Yeah, this is Late Mailman, by the way. This is Full Credit to the Boys. I should probably do the housekeeping, shouldn't I?
Yeah, do that.
You can find us on Twitter at Late Mailman. You can also find us at FCTTB_podcast and at former_legend. And that latter one, former legend, is here with me now.
Mm. Mate, hello.
Hello.
We've got to do this quick. Because I've only hired the surf ski for an hour.
Yes, good.
Before I
good,
have to good. Go back.
$25 an hour?
Yeah.
Decent rate.
Yeah.
It's good.
So, we'll have to get knocked this over very quickly. What's doing? What about the rain?
Crook. You know, I tweeted this morning. I don't know if you saw it, but I walked into a building this morning. The guy goes,
did it hurt?
Bit wet outside. Bit wet outside.
Oh.
And I just went.
He'd be one of them blokes that goes, you can wash my car after you've done yours.
You know, the thing was, though, he didn't do it to be a smartass. That was just him making conversation. I was like, mate, look at you. You're wearing joggers and jeans for a start.
Seinfeld.
You're not Jerry Seinfeld. Far from it. But I was just like, come on, mate. It was 8 o'clock in the morning. I didn't. Nah.
Can I say,
as dry as a nun's nasty out there if you had to ask, mate.
Can I say hello and thank you for the recognition from Chris Kennedy, who commented on one of my tweets.
Yeah.
I don't know whether you read it. I wrote, it's wetter than the first two rows of a Justin Bieber concert, which he said was quite good.
He would have liked that. He would have quite appreciated that. He is a big Justin Bieber fan.
Is he?
Yeah, you can tweet him if you want, at CKennedy80.
Does he run the Australian Justin Bieber fan club? Is that right?
No, he's a junior vice president.
Oh, good, yeah, good. Yeah, and look-alike too,
I believe. He's getting up there. He's getting up there. You can tweet Chris Kennedy. Let him know that we gave him a shout-out. Let's do the news. That's what you want to hear on a night like this, isn't it?
Yeah.
Speaking of Justin Bieber, this was a song that Justin Bieber rejected.
Yeah, and who? Why? Why would you?
Oh, I mean, this would have been a number one with a bullet, but whatever, Biebs.
By the way, what car park are we actually in? Because the other one we do is flooded, so
yeah, it's knee high at the moment.
Right.
Whose is this? Well, that's why it threw me at the start with all the housekeeping. I don't really know. I think this is like the smoko room for the other car park. It's good. It's much more comfortable, and we got tea. Cheers.
Yeah. We started doing this podcast many weeks ago with beer, and now we're at tea. It's like we've aged quickly.
That's right. Yeah,
we'll be on Horlicks.
We've gone from 17 to 57 in a couple of weeks. Our first news story this week: acrobat Daily Jerry Evans. He's like the Nadia Comaneci of the NRL, isn't he? The small, innocent, unassuming gymnast. He backflips, then he backflipped on his backflip, which, if I've got it right, that means he's doing a double reverse pike at the moment.
I don't know whether a backflip on a backflip was a forward flip, but...
Yeah, like two negatives, one positive sort of thing. Yeah. I don't really understand. But, it's an interesting little situation at the moment, the Daily Jerry Evans one. He supposedly knocked it on the head yesterday, but... Let's be real about it. The June 30 thing still hasn't happened. So it's still open till then.
I don't think he's going to backflip on the deal, the original Titans deal.
Manly tried, though.
Yeah, of course. And why wouldn't you?
You've seen it at Fox Sports with Patrick Delaney, who's the head of Fox Sports, with Joe Kelly, who's Manly CEO, with Gavin Orr, who's his manager, and Daily Cherry Evans. So you can't tell me they were there just to talk about the, you know...
The thing about all this is, and I'm not the first one to say this, is that you've got the contrast of the way Foran's doing his business and has done his business as compared to the way Daily Cherry Evans has done his business. And I don't know whether it's Cherry Evans or it's his managers in the Orr Brothers that are responsible for getting his head on the paper and constantly being the headlines, but no matter who is orchestrating it, Daily Cherry Evans looks like an absolute tool.
Yeah, it's a shame.
It's damaging, as James O'Connor would say.
Everything I've had to do with him has been to brand Cherry Evans.
Cherry Evans' brand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a shame because he's a good kid.
Clearly, he's a quite an articulate fella.
He's become quite polarizing a little though. You know, depending on who you speak to. It's just a shame that it's played out this way because it doesn't seem to be any winners in it.
No.
At this point.
Oh, Titans maybe.
Speaking of winners, NRL round 7 has been and gone. Is that right? There's been 7 rounds gone.
Yeah,
this week
too,
is round 8. Going through last week's one, the Dragons. Mm. The Dragons won. The Wayne Bennett Shield, I think it was being called.
Yeah, comfortably.
Right? Yes. Or the replay of the 1992 and 93 grand finals, and the Dragons finally got the win. Shame that it's actually, you know, in a just a round match and not actually a grand final, but
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah. It was quite a good game. St. George, I will get to St. George later, but yeah.
They're okay. Dower.
Yeah.
Or Doer, as Richard Friedman would
yeah.
say.
I mean, when they won the comp, they weren't the best team to watch. As a bloke who said to me that year, he said, even though Tigers ran 5th or 6th, he said, I'd rather watch the highlights from our year than of theirs, even though they won the comp.
Yeah.
So yeah, they're going well.
They're getting there. The Bulldogs, a depleted Bulldogs side, you can only say, beat a depleted Manly in front of, would you say, a depleted crowd?
Yes. On a second Friday night game, which made it depletedly unexcited.
Yeah,
depleted
on telly.
It depleted his excitement.
Well, I happened to manage to splice a live feed of that game, so I watched that one live, not the Dragons. Broncos game.
How'd you do that?
I've got connections, mate. That's all I can say. Right. Don't give away the sources, please.
You also downloaded the Dallas Buyers Club, didn't you?
The Titans. They whacked the Penrith side, which was... I think they'd gone down to the Imperial Hotel at Penrith.
Right, yeah.
And scouted a few blokes to play for.
First one's on the bus.
Yeah.
Get a game.
MG's mates, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, tough going for Panthers at the moment.
And just before we started recording, came news through that James Seguiaro may well be out for 4 weeks as well.
Just
so
what they need.
The last Anzac, the last man standing is now also gone.
Oh, Jesus.
For Penrith, so they're in all sorts.
The Cowboys, they snuck home over the Warriors in the the Frequent Flyer Cup, it says here. That's good gear. That's tough, well done. That's clever. The Frequent Flyer Cup. Cowboys on a roll, aren't they?
I wonder
how long since they've dropped a game now.
That'd be 3 or 4 weeks.
Yeah.
My tips for the comp, I'd like to remind you.
Yeah.
And yours, Panthers.
Yeah, Panthers. It just goes full circle, doesn't it? The Storm absolutely thumped the Roosters by one.
Yeah.
I actually saw the field goal Cooper Cronk kicked. That's the one single moment I've seen from that game.
Yep.
I saw it replayed on replay the other night. And I think they were focusing on the fact that either Pierce or Maloney or someone jumped at his legs.
Mm. Slow learners, these blokes.
Yeah. It sort of seems a bit soon, maybe, if you will.
Yeah.
But anyway, the Tigers.
They win.
Well,
we win.
They won the first 24 minutes.
22-0. That was enough.
Yeah.
Then we stopped.
Yeah, why?
Because
you're aware that there's this sort of... It's a bit of an antiquated rule, I think, but a game goes for 80 minutes.
Semantics. Semantics, Woody.
Yeah, absolutely.
I couldn't believe it. I'm actually... still in shock, and I tweeted Grant Mayer as much and said, much like my virginity, I don't want to talk about how we lost that. So, it was shocking. And, no one likes a happy Ricky Stewart.
Did you make it to Leichhardt, to the former legend Hill?
Yes, I was around and abouts there. Well, that's all I'll say.
I would have liked to have seen Ricky Stewart's face in the first 20 minutes.
Yeah, that was a selling point.
Mm.
It's actually not the former legend Hill either. It's just the former legend Dunnies.
Oh, yes, right. Yeah. The former legend Urinal Cakes.
Yeah. Oh, it's Slumdog Millionaire.
It's a location within a location.
Slumdog Millionaire in there, I'll tell you.
I'm pretty sure, and I'm not sure if it's Leichhardt or if it was Belmore or if it was indeed Brookvale, but one of the local grounds, and I'm going to say for the sake of this argument, it is Leichhardt. You can actually see the game from
Leichhardt.
The urinal.
That's Leichhardt. Yeah.
How good.
Yeah.
How good.
I don't know whether Belmore's talking to Belmore still has the Winfield Cup sign. God, I hope they still do, across the front of the grandstand there.
That'd have to be illegal, right?
Yeah.
They'd have to be breaking a multitude of advertising laws in this country right at the
last
moment.
Last time I drove past there, Hoodie, you could still see it, even though they'd painted over it. You could still see the Winfield Cup 25 or something, I think it said.
The Eels won the Who Does Bo Scott Love the Most Cup. And, well, it turned out to be that he loves the Eels
loves
the most.
Eels.
Because he said, Knights, I want to go. Let me go.
Yeah.
Let me go.
Which they did. I believe there's personal circumstances behind that.
Yeah, but we haven't heard the details of it. Yeah, nor should we.
No, I was going to say.
You invariably do, don't you?
Clearly, whenever they say that, something's up. So I just hope all's good with Bo Scott. But yeah, Parramatta came from behind, and the once quick starting Knights are now at just as fast going back through the field.
There's a bit of a swings and roundabouts thing happening at the moment, isn't there? Ebbs and flows. There's, you know, teams going on runs. The Cowboys, the Dragons.
Sharks.
The Storm. And, yeah, I guess the Sharks to an extent as well. All on highs at the moment. Some are tapering off. Rabbitohs lost two on the trot and could have easily been three had that Bulldogs game gone the other way.
Yeah, that's right, too.
So it's just interesting, the patterns that are forming at the moment. Get one of those NRL statisticians to do is one of those graphs. That'd be cool. One of those hyperbole things or something like that. I've lost you, haven't I?
Yeah,
you've got that vacant look in your eyes.
Yeah.
And on Monday night, the Sharks, they won in. It was like a sun shower.
Yeah, light drizzle. A heavy fog, I think
they
call it.
Like a sprinkler, like a garden sprinkler. One of the ones that goes on light.
In the north of England, I believe actually they call it a heavy fog.
Against the Bunnies on Monday night. Down at Rwanda Stadium. That was crook.
That
was crook.
There's something, as long as you're not in it, that is very attractive about watching sport in any sport in pissing
down
rain.
You've got a smugness about you, don't
you?
Yeah. Because you're sitting at home going, look.
Tucked up.
I couldn't be drier.
Yeah.
I couldn't be drier, you losers. I got a blanket. I could get more blankets if I want.
It's fantastic.
I've got like 10 towels in the cupboard.
If
I dropped water on the floor, you know, I could just dry it up in a second.
For whatever reason, I ended up watching, I think it was the 84 Origin series today.
Wow.
When it drove down rain. I think it might have been at the SCG.
Oh, was that
Wally
the...
Wally Lewis kicked the... Hit the crossbar.
Greg Dowling.
Yeah. What a game.
Awesome.
What a cracking game.
Was it Greg
Dowling
or was it Gene Miles?
Greg Dowling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Happy days.
Fluke of four flukes.
Now, we've gone through round 7. Looking ahead to round 26. Manly favourites to win the Wooden Spoon for the first time in history.
Mm.
They're not favourites to win it for the first time in history, but they're favourites to win it, and it would be the first time in history that they've won the Wooden Spoon.
I understand it's also the first time
that they've actually been odds on to win it.
This is where
I should get Joel Kane on the phone. He'd be able to tell me if he'd scripted it.
Message him now.
There's three teams at $6 to win the comp. The Bunnies, the Roosters, the Cowboys.
Mm.
Is there anyone else you think ought to be up there?
No, but one of those three I really like to win the comp.
What, one in particular? Or do you just think that
it will be one
of those? Okay.
Yeah,
the Cows.
Actually, no.
Right, even though you said them.
Yeah, even though I've said them,
yeah.
That was 7 weeks ago and a lot changes. There's something about the Roosters that I like.
Yeah, they don't have many weaknesses across the park.
No, there are, we'll see how this Two of Us a Sheck thing plays out.
Yeah.
But $6, I'm hoping they kind of blow out a bit more and I might empty the old ashtray and put a couple of dollars on them.
Yeah, it'd be interesting. I'd find it hard to think that the winner will be not one of those three, if you know what I mean.
Mm.
Well, we'll see. I think we're up to episode number 41 in Survivor this week.
Survivor Brookvale.
Where Jeff Tuvey has used his final, do they call them lifelines or do they call them
immunity token
to hang on for yet another round?
Yeah, the tribe spoke.
I wonder if he's held on so long because of his, you know, legendary status at the club.
Yeah,
I've seen a few, when people open up the can of worms on those comment pages and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I've seen people basically threatening a revolt from fans should Tuvey get sacked. I don't remember seeing a coach defended like that by the fans before.
I don't remember clubs ever panicking about fans saying they're going to revolt. I mean, only 4 weeks ago, the Dragons fans were revolting against Doust. How's that worked out?
4 weeks ago, 4 years ago, 4 months ago.
Yeah.
It's been going a while.
Yeah, I don't think clubs care so much about upheavals in fans.
Yeah, I wonder about that sometimes. I mean, business decision. Can't bring emotion into it, but yeah, interesting. Andrew Joey Joseph Johns says he has grave concerns for New South Wales incumbent number 6 and 7, respectively Josh Reynolds and Trent Hodkinson. Conversely, Paul Gallen has defended them.
Yeah, and I don't know whether you heard, but today Josh Reynolds also came out and said that it's funny how...
He's been quite praised for the way he spoke.
Well, he did say on Fox Sports, it's funny how some blokes who act like you, they're your mates 12 months ago, turn on you in the media.
Yeah,
he couldn't have been any less subtle, more subtle, I should say.
But can I just defend Andrew Johns for a moment? And I've got no business in defending him generally. But he is an expert of the game.
Absolutely,
he's paid probably the best half to have played the game.
Yes,
let alone for New South Wales.
Yes.
And he is a commentator, so he comments by trade.
Yes.
And so what's wrong with him saying nothing. What everyone knows? Nothing. That Josh Reynolds, you know.
But there's nothing wrong with Josh Reynolds saying what he said either.
Yeah, but I mean, he can still be his friend. I can still be your friend and say, like, you smell like you didn't wipe your ass this morning. But that's not actually the case today. Last week's a different matter, but yeah, today.
Okay. Good.
Yeah, I don't think it's anything personal. I think it's just an expert opinion on their bludging form.
Yeah.
And Paul Gallen has defended them because it's his role as captain. And
you know what? Maybe, I don't know, in some crazy way this might fire them up a bit as well. I don't know.
I mean, it's worked for Robbie Farah before. Blocker Roach said he wasn't an Origin number 9 and Robbie went and sulked for a week or two and then decided to turn it on. Strange. I wouldn't have thought Robbie would sulk about something.
No.
He looks happy.
Yeah. That time he ran across the other side of the field to get away from the media.
Russell Crowe claims the love and the work for the South Sydney Rabbitohs cost him his marriage.
Oh.
Can we read between the lines there?
Oh, there's so many things.
Nothing to do with a certain mother, does it?
Oh, there's so many things I'd love to say, but won't be.
We can say a certain mother. We can let everyone else do what they want with that.
Yeah. What's item 7?
The Swans win by 21 points in the Sydney Derby over GWS. What is item number 8?
I just want to say, as exclusively predicted by me, less than 5 goals.
Good. Well done.
You said over.
Yeah. AFL finds Stephen Dank guilty on 10 counts of doping.
Now,
why are we still hearing about this?
Well, the one thing I will say about this is, this is the same AFL who said Essendon had nothing to they didn't have enough proof to pump Essendon and their players.
Are they?
This is my point. How can they then say Dank is guilty?
Oh, I'm so bored of this. And I mean, that just highlights it.
Yeah, it's the self-interest of the AFL at work there.
Yeah, that's the AFL investigating the AFL thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, who'd have guessed?
Classic.
Ivan Milat finds Ivan Milat not guilty.
Yeah. Hasn't he been in the news lately, just by the way?
Has he?
Yeah.
What for?
He just keeps popping up and popping up. And
like a rock star.
They got an interview with his brother on Sunday night, and I tell you what, his brother looks as evil as he does. But I mean, we don't need to go too far into that.
Yeah. Because, shout out to Ivan if you're listening.
Yeah, and Ivan's
Goulburn Jail or wherever you are.
Christopher or whatever his name is.
Right.
Michael Clarke signs with the Melbourne Stars for the...
do you reckon neither of that would like us?
So Michael Clarke signs with the Melbourne Stars.
Would you go bushwalking with him?
Stop it. It's really dark in here. I don't feel comfortable. Michael Clarke signs with the Melbourne Stars for Big Bash this summer, which
is just... So he'll rack out his standard zero games, will he? Or is that the plan?
As if he's going to play for them. I think he's retired from one dayers, so that might... But no. No, because it's... The Big Bash happens during the Test Series, so...
What's it about? I remember when is it the Thunder?
That's a classic token poker. Yeah, he's played for the Thunder.
Well, he hasn't played for them.
Sorry. Oh,
Has he played a game?
Let's just check. You just keep this, okay, this little puppy floating for a second. I'll try to have a look. What I mean is, he signed for the Thunder.
Yeah, and the whole press conference, it reeks of Eddie Maguire.
It's just such a token payment. I just can't believe how obvious a token payment it is.
Wonder what it's worth. Because didn't he sign for the Thunder and not play one game for them?
Well, we just went on that topic and. I'm still trying to look for it. So we're just kind of padding at the moment.
Also, I think he's played in the game. He was signed for the Sixers. I might be wrong as well.
Yeah, that was also talk about that. Sydney Thunder. No, never Sydney Sixers, I don't think.
Right.
But I can't see whether he's actually played a game for them. But yeah, token. Token all the way.
We should have an under or overs. How many games he'll play?
I'm taking zeros.
I'll take one.
What, just because he's this big signing and they'll just try to parade him for one?
Yeah, and then he'll...
He won't bat.
Injure himself or something.
Yeah, and won't be able to play. And
Kylie will pull the reins in or something. Because
there's three Ashes series this summer, isn't there?
Three Ashes series?
Yeah, yeah, because they're playing in England and then there'd be one in probably November and then another in February.
Aren't we playing... We're playing West Indies and New Zealand
They just sandwich
them
back to back these days.
They're in between...
Yeah, it's the quarter yearly Ashes series. I think that's what it is.
If anyone's still listening, get in contact.
Yeah, you can find us at Late Mail Man at former_legend. It's been a long week. It's very tiring out there on those roads. It's treacherous.
Yeah, you should row in them.
Bear with us. Friends and family, farewell, Richie Beno. The
first time I've fought a current to get here.
Come on, mate! Don't stamp all over this one. This is Richie Beno.
Sorry.
They said farewell to the beige.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna try to poke too much fun. But do you reckon he was dressed in a nice, tonal jacket?
Fantastic question.
Because I mean, I guess it depends on whether his family found if they as a family found value in it.
Do you think Woolworths sponsored his casket or something, just like they did with the Anzac Day?
Yeah. The less said about that, the better. I think because
always fresh,
popping them up. Target got on too.
Oh, did they?
Yeah. So, I mean, it wasn't just Woolworths. It was Coles Myer as well.
Stay classy.
Yeah. Stay classy. Australian retail giants. Mm. Anyway, English club all-rounder has made history by scoring 350 in a one-day match.
That's one guy.
Yeah.
Wow.
A guy called Liam Livingston. He was playing for Nantwich's... for Nantwich. Nantwich. They had Nantwich sandwiches for tea. They made 579... I suppose it was a 50 over game. It was either 40 or 50 because I remember reading about it.
How'd the other mob go?
579. They won by 180 runs, I think. Sorry. They scored 180 runs. So they won by 400, basically. It was just obscene. He hit 34 fours, 27 sixes.
Mm.
Everyone's saying, world record.
That's more than you in your career, wasn't it?
Some dude on Twitter came along. His Twitter handle was at Cricket Geek or at Cricket Nerd. Mm. And he said, well, actually, Liam Livingston's is not a world record because in the Northern Californian League in 2006, in a 45-over game, United Cricket Club opener Shabir Mohammed carried his bat for 353. Don't be a wet blanket, Cricket Geek.
Of course he did.
Don't... you're not getting any of this glory. Just don't be a clown.
There's so much wrong with all that Northern California cricket.
Yeah.
The fact that Shabir Mohammed is having a crack over there, trying to crack it through into the strong.
Yeah, so he's gone from the cricket stronghold that is the subcontinent to Northern California. Because I can't imagine there's too many Shabir Mohammeds
in Northern California. Let's ponder what the pace attack would be like for Northern California.
I'm thinking it's like... Oh, it's in San Francisco. The field would be on a slope.
So it would be ex-baseballers.
And the field would be on a slope. So every ball's going to the boundary.
They'll be bowling full tosses.
I'm poking holes in your story there, Shabir Mohammed.
Bowling full tosses because they think it's still baseball.
Substitute time. So what we do is we throw out a bit of a story from the week and we have a blank word at the end of the line.
Mm.
And then we fill it in, hence the term substitute. The first one this week. The Dragons this year are...
Overachieving.
Okay.
Meaning
you don't think they can sustain it?
No, I don't. Look, their defense is remarkable.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of people say, I know there's a stat that says that good defense wins comps, and you know, the top two defending teams, and yada 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 yada, they will be the exception to the rule.
So where do you think they'll finish?
They'll finish in the top eight.
Yeah, which top is four?
Nah,
six ish.
Yeah,
yeah,
six to eight.
Yeah, okay. They don't lose too much to Origin.
Dugan. Yeah.
Merrin.
Yeah.
That'd be about it, right? Yeah.
And we'll talk about that later as well. Overachieving. What about you?
Surprising.
Yeah.
I'm not reinventing the wheel there. Yeah, it was a pretty beige answer. Sorry about that. The next expansion team in the NRL should be blank.
I'm going to get two words here, which I know goes against the grain. Fully private. I think they should be privately owned.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And they should have lots of cash behind them. And the NRL should be able to look at their bank balance.
And just one owner, not two, because that is trouble.
Correct. So I don't care where it is. They're talking Brisbane,
okay.
Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
As long as they have cash and lots of it.
I'm going to go Perth.
Mm.
I'm not saying anything.
I don't mind that.
Other people haven't said it. Just the reason I say it is purely because of television.
I was going to say, selfishly, purely, I think it's a great
idea. Purely television. It just gives them an extra time zone.
Yep.
Something like this Anzac Day clash, for example.
Yep.
Which I don't think there is one in Perth this week. There's a game in Cairns this week. I don't think there's a Perth. But it'd just make it so easy to have back-to-back games.
You could almost have like five games in a row all live, couldn't you?
If you had the first one in New Zealand and the last one in Perth, it'd work. I just think it'll...
That is a Super Saturday.
And I'm a bit off the South Brisbane idea just because of the Gold Coast. And I know the Gold Coast isn't South Queensland. South Queensland failed. Gold Coast have failed about 10 times. Mm. Another Brisbane team, I mean, it might be interesting to actually have a Brisbane Broncos and a Brisbane City Bandits, you know, or Bombers or whatever they're supposed to be.
Bandits. Jesus.
Yeah, no, that was just an alliteration one there.
Oxford Street Bandits.
The City Country game is...
pointless.
Laughable.
Oh, I can't cop it.
No.
You've all heard the thing. It's a free kick to Queensland. It does nothing, Hoodie.
It's one of those ones where...
it's almost patronising to the country fans, and they haven't sold... I think they've sold 1,000 tickets to this one coming up already.
Wagga this year?
Wagga. The same weekend as the Wagga Cup. How's that work?
I feel like it's one of those things where you say you can't get on board with NRL fantasy because you won't subscribe to something that where Corey Parker is considered a god. Yeah, I don't know about a representative game when people playing in it are flat out getting a start for their club side.
Without a doubt.
You know?
Without a doubt. And, you know, we can go through players that have played in that game and that was the highlight of their representative career, clearly.
Yeah.
Which is almost patronising. And I know they say that it's for the country fans and this, you know, but the country fans, if you want to do something for the country fans, every team take a game back to the country.
Yeah.
Penrith have done.
That's going to... absolutely no money in that. In fact, the opposite. However, I've been to a few of those country games, and although they don't often sell out, they're a lot of fun. They capture the town. Everyone in town wants to go. Again, not the first to have said it, but it'd be interesting to see whether that actually comes to be more prevalent in the next few years.
Mm.
Number four, a smiling Ricky Stewart is...
You go first.
Temporary.
I like it. Yeah. I like it. I wrote unhealthy. No one likes that.
Yeah.
His kids don't recognise him.
What's that?
I don't want
your face, Dad. What one? Your mouth. It's like turned up. It's all weird.
Yeah. I don't want to... all I'm going to say is Ricky Stewart smiles for the first time in 1,000 years on Saturday, and it hasn't stopped raining since. That's all I'm going to say. I don't want you to, you know.
The chance of the GWS Giants winning Sydney's hearts is...
minute.
Not giant. Yeah.
Sydney is a fickle market at the best of times.
Yeah.
And whilst they are travelling along well, and everyone says that in the next few years they will become a powerhouse, and good judges are saying that, they're not a powerhouse if people don't embrace them.
I'd argue the Swans took a good 15 years to find traction in Sydney, not helped by the fact that they were pretty ridiculously bad in the 80s.
Mm.
Mid-90s, they made a grand final, and that sort of signal to start Tony Lockett signed for them, and things were on the up. And they've just sort of climbed since then, and that they're a fair stronghold
it's
now.
It's also proven through statistics that
statistics are good.
At one bad year, and the fans drop off as quick as they jump on the Swans.
Yeah.
Now, and that's they're an amazingly successful side when you look at their last 10, 15 years.
Yeah.
Yet I think in a couple of those years they went bad, and their crowds dropped significantly. So the chances of GWS also winning a place in Sydney's hearts, yeah, I don't see it. But good luck to them.
Our final one, playing footy in the pissing down rain is?
Unforgettable.
Character building. Because it is. You feel like you've climbed a mountain when you finish the game, particularly if you've won.
Yeah. Yeah.
Particularly if you've won. And there's no greater shower you'll have in your life than after that one. That actually reminds me, post-game on Triple M's coverage on Monday night, instead of, are you thirsty, are you thirsty, Joey Johns' go-to was, yeah, go have a shower, mate. Go have a shower. Must have said it four or five times. It was good.
Where was Joey Johns interviewing them? Because he is an aspirin at the best of times.
He was
as soon as the water hits him, he's gone.
He was in the tunnel.
Right.
He was in the tunnel. He was catching them as they were running out the tunnel.
That's as far as he would have went out.
Yeah, I think he got given a reprieval and got to sit up in the box.
Good on him.
For one of the first times on a Monday night.
As you expect from an immortal.
Mountain or a molehill time. This is where we throw out another line that's been going on throughout the week in the sporting stratosphere. And we say whether it's a big deal or not, whether it's a mountain or a molehill. The first one, Glenn Stewart, admitted diving to get a penalty. Mountain or a molehill?
It's a mountain.
Yeah.
In that we all know it's been going on.
Mm.
And good on Glenn Stewart for saying he did it.
Mm.
Gamesmanship and everything else. And I don't mind that. I don't. Anything for a penalty, whether they suck the referees into it or not.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, it's unhealthy for the game, especially when you look at the soccer route. Just like we were talking about a couple of weeks ago, how disrespecting the referees can turn into soccer, where everyone starts attacking them. Doing this is also a chance for it to turn into soccer. And they're two things that we hate about soccer.
Yeah. See, I tend to go for the molehill in that I'm fairly nonplussed that he said, like, that I'm kind of impressed that he said,
yeah, okay,
well, that he dived.
So I'm more saying the issues.
Yeah. It's a ongoing sort of a can of worms sort of thing.
Mm.
I don't think. I just think as long as there is something there to exploit, people will exploit it. That's just what it is.
Mm.
And I've kind of made my peace with that at the moment. Mm. The stay down. You can't tell me there's coaches not rewarding the concussion rule long as there's doctors.
No matter what rule comes in, Hoodie, there's always going to be coaches looking at how to exploit it.
Yeah, because that's
their job.
Yeah, they are, they calculate. They work things out and they know how to
all the 1%ers that you can sort of get together.
Yeah, full credit to the boys.
If you play for the full 80.
Second one, Daniel Ricciardo's engine blew up at the F1 on the weekend.
Hasn't it that, this isn't my field of expertise, but isn't that like the third or fourth time or something that his engine's blown up?
Well, the reason this was one is in here, because I just thought it kind of sounds like something out of Wacky Races. as he was coming across, like, towards the finish line, I think he, like, sputtered over the finish line.
Dick Dastardly's got to him.
Yeah, he has, absolutely. Right. And Muttley's in the background going... Ricciardo, something's happened to those Red Bull cars. It's almost like Sebastian Vettel took all the good stuff with him.
Yeah. There was a piece written about Mark Webber, and it said that he went to good teams at bad times.
Yeah.
I hope this doesn't happen to this other kid.
Yeah, me too. So I guess we should probably get back to the point at hand, mountain or a molehill.
I guess it's a mountain.
Yeah, I think it is. Yeah. I think it is. I want to see this kid do well. He doesn't seem to have the same pretense that or brattiness that the others have. I'm sure he's got something lurking in there. But I think he deserves a bit of a go. Paul Gallen to undertake leadership accountability before playing for the Kangaroos.
As a great Australian politician once said, please explain.
So you remember when he was in Hawaii and he tweeted the C-bomb. So Steve Noyce got fired and he said Steve Noyce cared about the players, not like those other NRL caring, understanding 90s types.
Yes.
Who don't give a shit, basically. That was the paraphrased tone of it. So the NRL, so that they don't look weak, have said he's going to undertake a leadership accountability program before he's allowed to be selected. And they're like, oh, it'll happen this week as well. So it's clearly like a rigorous program.
Right, tick and flick.
Yeah, a one-day thing, I would imagine. Go in, sign your name.
Thanks for coming.
Thanks for coming, Paul. You've undertaken leadership accountability.
Good work.
Molehill.
Absolute molehill.
Adam Goods drops himself to reserve grade for last weekend's clash with the Giants.
I think
I say drops himself in inverted commas because you can't tell me that they didn't have a bit of a say in it.
Pushed to reserves, do you reckon?
Yeah, he's staying there this weekend as well. He's not flying to Frio with the team.
Right.
Mountain or a molehill?
Well, I think it's a molehill in that this is just the evolution of any sport, isn't it?
Yeah.
You're eventually going to be on the downhill slope. Now, if you don't toss it in, life will toss it in for you.
Yeah. I think it's a mountain because I don't think we're going to see him start a game for the Swans ever again.
I think we will.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
I hope you're right.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll have a little bet on that.
Bernard Foley, Waratahs skipper. That's rugby union we're talking about here.
Right.
Yeah. Bernard Foley signs contract allowing him to play. So he signs a three-year contract with the Waratahs. Mm. Happy days, he stays in Australian rugby.
Mm.
It allows him to play in Australia and I think either two or three seasons in Japan during that contract.
So he's playing 12 months of rugby for 3 years. Is that correct?
Yeah, more or less. The Japan season's pretty quick. It's only about 9 or 10 games. Uh-huh. And so you sort of... Your earning there is pretty damn good. Like Sonny Bill did it in an off season, as well as boxing before coming to the Roosters. He just has everyone by the short and curlies. He just says, "I'm going to do this now, and if you don't like it, well then fine, I won't play for you."
Mm.
And then they go, "Oh no, please play for
but
me.
Don't call me a mercenary ever."
No, or Money Bill Williams, or $Bill Williams. Yeah, it's funny. So I reckon Mountain because I think that's a fairly landmark sort of deal.
Yeah,
because they need to do something to keep people in Australian rugby. Otherwise, absolutely, they're just going to go for the coin elsewhere.
On my way over here today, Hoodie. Ray Warren was talking to Matty Burke, and they were talking about how... I think they're actually talking about this deal.
He just lives down the road, Matty Burke.
Right.
Good guy.
Well, that's where he was heading, actually. And anyway, he might have been in front of me. And he was saying, far from Ray to raise many great points, but he actually said, how do we know form in overseas rugby carries over to form when they're playing for Australia in that... Isn't the French comp a little bit weaker? Isn't the Japanese comp a lot weaker? So, if we're choosing people that are playing overseas, like they're talking that they're actually going to open up the...
Yeah, because they haven't been till now.
Yeah. So, are we taking a risk then?
Is your form dropping going over there?
That's a good point, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess I hadn't really thought too much about that. I wonder if that's why the badge came back. The honey badger.
Oh, I thought you meant Gavin Badger.
No. Or Casey.
We'll get to him later.
I think it's good, but you've brought up a new point about that, which we won't be talking about any further.
As you'd expect.
The final mountain or molehill, the Roosters have now played two perfect second half teams. Do you want to explain this one?
Well, I was alerted to this by, I'm going to say John Tobin off Twitter.
Okay.
Who isn't actually John Tobin.
Okay.
And he said, you know that the Roosters now have played two teams that haven't been penalised in the second half. Two games in a row. Melbourne and Brisbane.
There's a lot of twos there.
Mm. And the Roosters, I mean, they have some... Hoodie, far from
me. Are they still the most penalised?
Yes.
They're up there, aren't they?
And far from me to give a rat's ass about whether the Roosters have been hard done by. But he made a pretty compelling argument. especially when you look at teams that aren't getting a penalty against them and it's against the same opposition.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's actually,
to see this week, right?
I actually think it's a mountain. Although I did tweet back to him and say, yes, I'm glad that you can admit that they have a discipline problem at the Roosters, which didn't go down so well.
It would be interesting to see this week. Who have the Roosters got this week? Clive?
A well-prepared Clive. Podcast would be able to tell you that.
Yeah. Anyway, that team might not get any, or might not get penalised in the second half. It'd be interesting to see.
Oh, isn't it St George? Isn't it the Anzac Day clash?
Of course it is. Yeah. Saturday afternoon. Well done.
Thank you.
No help to you, Clive.
Yeah.
Overs or unders time. So this is where we throw out in a bit of an obscure market, put in a an over under number, and we choose which way we're going to do it. So the first one this week, over or under, the number of players Manly will use in 2015 in like their first grade squad. The over under is set at 30. They're currently at 27 in round 8. What are you doing?
Well, you'd have to overs, wouldn't you?
Well, you would. But that's an obscene amount of players.
Penrith at 98, I believe, so far.
Yeah. Like Manly, for instance, they basically say, along with, you know, defence stat, another telling stat for the year is
the least amount of players used
is one of the teams that's up the top of the table.
Yeah. As you Manly, can imagine, that's for two reasons, twofold. Either they've been racked by injuries or racked by blokes who can't play.
That's right. So... well, for Manly at the moment, it's a bit of both, but mainly the injury thing. They normally use 23 to 24, I think, and they've been pretty damn successful in the past 10 years.
My word.
And they're currently at 27. So I think over is a is home and host. But, I mean, where are they going to get that other three or four from? There's no one left. I mean, Georgie Tafua is going to probably play a game, so that'll be 28
Someone working a door down at the Stein that'll probably come out for a run or something.
Yeah. Over or under 10th place. Sorry, Manly. We're on this one as well.
No. Before we go on, where were they going to get more players from? They still haven't used Cliff Lyons this year, have they?
No.
There's one. Menzies? Is he on a dollar contract again?
Yeah. Ben Kennedy's probably still on a dollar contract as well.
There's three.
There you go. Plus George Tafua. There's 31. It's overs.
No need to thank me.
Over or under 10th place where Manly will finish the 2015 season.
I'm going to say they're going to finish in the last three. So is that under or over?
That's
10th?
Under.
Right.
Under 10th.
Under 10th.
Well, I mean, under 10th when you're looking at the table. So let's just go for that.
Stick with us, people.
It's hard to say not, isn't it? I mean, because there's six teams underneath that.
They won't make the eight. Let's
clear
say
wins
away
at the moment. Yeah. I don't think they're going to make the eight either.
Or no.
They're not going to. The next one, over or under one. The number of tests Kevin Peterson will play for England in the Ashes.
Great question.
Yeah.
And I'm going to safely say overs.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I think from all reports, he's been given the nod.
Yeah. But what about old mate Liam Livingston, who hit his 350 from 138
balls? I believe
he
is still competing with... Stand by.
Nantwich.
Shabir Muhammad.
Oh, yes. Yeah,
for a spot.
Well, Shabir Muhammad, he sounds decidedly English.
Well, he's a journeyman.
Yeah. Oh, England love a
I believe the US cricket team must release him before he can come and play, and then he must get a clearance from
via
India.
The subcontinent, correct. Yeah. I'm going to say a very brave, bold unders.
Wow.
Just because I think there's a chance, I think there's a good chance it's going to be overs. Don't
I wish Joel Kane was here. And you could be having some fun here, because I reckon you're gone twice on things today that have been wrong.
I just wonder whether there's a little bit of pride in the English cricket board, despite the fact that they've changed chairman. I feel like they may lose a little bit of face if they select him again.
I don't think they couldn't lose any more face than the World Cup they've just gone through.
Yeah, that's possible. I'm probably on board with overs. In fact, I really quite am. However, I'm just throwing this one out there as a possibility. So there we go. Over under one, the number of wins in the 2015 F1 for Daniel Ricciardo.
If I could say minus, I'd say minus. He will not win a race this year. That car is a chunk of junk.
Yeah. Should we lend him your Datto 120Y?
It's a Camaro, mate.
Sorry, that's right.
And I didn't bring it tonight because I rode here.
Yeah, and the wipers don't
work
anyway.
When I say rode, I don't mean on a bike. I mean rode my boat here.
Yeah.
He shan't be driving the Camaro.
Yeah, I think unders. I think 2015 is a bit of a write off for Ricardo this year, unfortunately. Our fifth one, over or under four, the number of pants parties Channel 9 will have for Souths on Sunday Arvo footy this week versus the Raiders.
Wow.
Yeah. I want to say Sam Burgess, but it's probably only one for Sam Burgess. So,
Under or under four? No, I'm going to say under.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to say overs because I think they'll do two for Greg Inglis.
Right.
At least one for the Burgess boys.
Would you like to explain to our listeners what a pants party actually is?
I'm sure Urban Dictionary can sort them out. Right. Go to urbandictionary.com, put pants party in there. I don't know if it's on there, but I assume it is with all the other convoluted crap that's on there.
Right.
So, there you go. I'm going to say overs. And finally, over or under 3,978, the number of people recording this podcast.
Recording it?
Yeah, right at this moment in time.
Recording.
And I want you to, as in like doing this podcast right at this moment in time, I want you to look back to Monday night footy.
Yes.
Cronulla Sharks.
Yes.
And South Sydney Rabbitohs. The yes. crowd number was 3,978.
Yes. I believe it was Winston Churchill who said, fucking bullshit.
Yeah.
There was 3,978 yeah. people there.
Interesting to note that the lowest ever crowd in the NRL is somewhere about 20,977. No, it's about 50 or something shy of that number.
There was not 3,978 yeah, people there.
Yeah, but they just didn't want to set an unwanted record. I can't remember the exact number. It's and I should point out it's NRL match, not
in all of Sydney rugby league that match. Night hoodie. There was not 3,978 people sitting outside.
No. But did you see the guys wearing the snorkels and yes. wetty and the
and they
the
would have been freezing at about half time.
Legends. Legends. They would have done a few wetty warmers.
Oh,
would
have stayed yeah, yeah, yeah.
That would have yeah. kept them okay. The weekly full credit to the boys awards.
My feet are warm.
This is where we trawl through Twitter and we find people who've impressed us during the week and given us a little bit of a rib tickle, a laugh.
Yes.
We crack it down to amateur tweets and celebrity tweets.
Yes.
Did you want to go first?
Yes. Mine is a guy who his name is Ill and his Twitter handle is @WarraSteelers.
Ah, I get it. Very Ill clever. At WarraSteelers.
Yeah. And he seems like not a bad bloke. Yeah. Bit loose.
Rod Wishart, is it?
Nah.
I'd love if it was Rod Wishart.
Nah, I don't think it'd be
he
Rod.
He bloody loved those Steelers.
Might be one of the Skiffoletti Spaghetti Brothers. Yeah. Skiffoletti Pinchinelli.
Neil Pinchinelli, yeah. One of those or just ones. Brett Rodwell.
Yeah. I've got a story. Anyway.
The
so,
tweet.
Yeah. Let's get to that. One day if we ever have a get-together with our fans, we might talk some stories.
Mm.
Anyway, Marchetto, did you see him the other night play for St. George? The guy that got knocked out after running onto the field?
Oh, I read about it. I didn't see the game.
Okay, so he got run out to the field, and first tackle he made, good night. Have a sleep. And Illawarra Steelers wrote, or @WarraSteelers wrote, it took Marchetto longer to do his head tape up than it did to play in the game.
Poor bastard. I've often wondered about that.
Had an awesome Paul Sirenin head tape.
I remember in the, I think it must have been 1993, Martin Afire signed for the Sydney City Roosters. I think they were probably still the Eastern Suburbs Roosters at the time. Anyway,
he
played for the Dragons, famously.
Nah.
Went back to England.
Let's Google this.
Came back to the Roosters. I know because I've tweeted him about it.
Oh, okay.
Played one game for the Roosters and just absolutely cut his leg in half. Like I think he broke his leg or he did his ACL or something like that.
Right.
And I swear it was with his first touch. And so not only has he kitted up for the game, but he's flown over from England and trained and kitted up. And then played for like 2 seconds and then did his leg in half and then was never seen in Australian football again.
And remarkably, that's what Sam Tompkins wished had have happened to him.
Yeah, yeah. It would have been a guaranteed trip home. But there you go.
Mm. Your amateur tweet of the week?
So on Sunday, I put out a tweet where I said, under overs 10.5 times this afternoon that Gus Gould declares his love for Sunday Arvo footy at Leichhardt and or Keithy. To which people pointed out, of course, that it wasn't the Channel 9 game.
Right.
To which you and I both pointed out that it that won't stop him. He'd be commentating the Knights Eels game up in Newcastle, and you would just Keefe. Hear off mic just this guy going, Keefe, big sauce. And a collective groan from Channel 9
good
viewers.
How footy at Leichhardt Raps.
Anyway, I'm not wrapping myself for that tweet. I'm wrapping a guy called Hugh_Badman. His name is Euphemism.
Good.
His reply was, if that happens, I'm going to be well pissed by half time. My liver is hoping for unders. So he's clearly at home playing a drinking game with the commentators. I enjoy that. Well done,
massive
euphemism.
Drinking problem that we quite encourage at this podcast.
Now, the celebrity tweets, I don't actually have one this week because all I've seen in my Twitter feed for 2 days, and let's face it, it's the only time I start to think about trying to find one of these tweets, is weather tweets.
Right.
And I just...
Why, what's been going on in the weather?
Yeah, it's something. Little trickle. Little trickle.
Heavy fog.
Burst water main on...
was there?
The whole of Sydney.
At Katoomba. It just made its way
and
down here.
The Hunter and the Central Coast and Port Stephens.
All right. So, I've got one. And mine's actually a reply to a tweet from me. So
Look at us just... propping ourselves up.
Yeah.
Classic.
Yeah. So I read, hey, at Casey Badger, because Gav Badger was refereeing on Friday night.
Yep.
I said, does the badger wake you up every morning by leaning into your ear and yelling, move? To which Casey came back, hell of a reply to, I must say, Casey, well done. No, he's using an early alarm set to give him time to apply his hair product and brush his beard.
Sledge.
Yes.
On her husband.
Yes.
And a public figure.
Let's be honest, not the first time.
Good work, Casey Badger. Twitter challenge time. This is another one where we set out amongst the Twitter sphere to... Well, basically, I gave a challenge to former legend. You can find him at former_legend. You can help him at former_legend.
And Lord knows.
He needs to get a tweet and a reply and a follow from Sally Fitzgibbons.
Mm.
In turn, he challenged me to get the same from Australian cricketing Sir Les Patterson, Shane Warne.
Ain't that the truth?
So far, we're not doing well. But you can help us at Late Mailman at former_legend. How'd you go this week?
Yeah, look, just before we started recording, I spoke to you about this. I'm disgusted at my effort this week.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you just, your heart wasn't in the game?
Half-hearted. This is 2 weeks in a row now. I am looking at an Adam Good style reserve benching.
Okay.
I can't,
does that mean
my game.
You get someone else to try to get the follow and the reply from her?
I tell you what, that is not a bad idea. So I wrote, hi at Sally Fitz. If I was sorry, let's start that again.
It's funny, on the rundown, it just says, hi at Sally Fitz. Yeah. And I was like, yeah, that is a limp-wristed attempt. You've done real bad this week. It's like one of those old people who's starting to learn how to use Facebook and they write a status reply when they're trying to tell one person something.
Yeah, it probably would have been more successful than what I did here. So I wrote, hi Sally Fitz. If I wanted to surf down through Pitt Street this morning, should I go a longboard or a standard 7-footer?
I don't mind that.
Nah, come on, mate. It's someone said to me, I'll find him.
You know, it's bad when no one actually acknowledges it at all. I mean,
yeah, I'm getting acknowledgement, but usually it's like,
yeah,
seriously.
See, I didn't get a single bit of acknowledgement this week.
Yeah.
Granted, I did it pretty early in the morning.
Yes.
Question without warning at Shane Warne. Would England be better off with KP back or should they draft in Liam Livingston? #350. And I actually tagged Liam Livingston's Twitter handle in there too. So he didn't even get on board with it either.
Have you checked nothing?
Nothing. Absolutely nothing.
Oh, that's a shame.
That
wasn't bad. That's way better than mine.
Yeah, see, I don't think it is. Maybe
at least
we should
swap someone else.
You know, I think we should set a week sometime in the next
I'll tell you
few,
what we'll do.
And
I'll tell
we'll
you
swap.
What we'll do. Let's make a pact. You'll do the tweet that I write for you.
Oh, yeah.
But from your account.
Yeah, good.
And I'll do
So you give me your Twitter account.
Yes.
And I write to Sally Fitz.
Yes.
From your Twitter account. Yes. And vice versa. Yes. I like it.
Yes.
That's good.
Yes.
The boy sack, this is mail and feedback.
Get used to the three letters AVO.
That we've got from you guys over the past week or two. Thank you to everyone. The sort of props and stuff are coming through thick and fast at the moment, which is really cool.
Yeah.
We're really enjoying hearing from you guys, hearing that you're enjoying yourselves. Like, for instance, this guy, and he's going to come up again very shortly, James Rosenberg, at BJ O'Rosenberg. On a road trip to northern New South Wales, I've saved up a few at FCTTB_podcast. I've saved up a few Full Credit to the Boys podcasts. Thanks for the entertainment, gents. Hashtag amusing. We're part of someone's Australian road trip.
And clearly, there's a man that's easily entertained.
Yeah. Good on him, though, because I mean, I guess it just means he's in a little sort of sporting banter for the duration of his trip.
And would you say, with what we're about to tell people happened today, he immediately enters the Full Credit to the Boys Hall of Fame?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Hey, stick around for that one, guys, because we'll get to it in about two tweets time. We also like hearing from you guys when you hear a Full Credit to the Boys, you know, grab in any sort of interview, generally in sporting interview, you know, post-match stuff where they've just expelled all their energy and all they can think of is just cliches. So, for instance, this week, a few people alerted us. Arnold Rimmer won. Andrew Sadler, 79, Adam Robertson, 78, and Flafflin. That sounds like a fart sound effect, doesn't it? Flafflin.
Let's talk about that.
Flafflin. Did they all alert us about this one?
Yes.
Josh Hoffman on the ABC interview.
Yes.
Good on him for listening to Andrew Moore and the boys on Grandstand, because I love that call, but I didn't hear it. And unfortunately, ABC being ABC, we haven't been able to acquire the audio of it, but Josh Hoffman gave one, and I reckon it would have been a shit-hot one, to be honest.
Yeah, apparently it was. He did it twice.
Of course he did.
We just checked ABC's records, and they've just put up the latest Alan McGilvray calling the cricket, so I'm sure in about 2040 we'll be able to pick up that Full Credit to the Boys from Josh Hoffman.
We also had from Aussie Jag that Joey Johns dropped a Full Credit during halftime review on Channel 9, and here it is.
After 12 minutes, they went up 12-0. I thought, well, they're going to blow them away here, but Full Credit to Parramatta, they just dug their heels in.
So yeah, it wasn't exactly a Full Credit to the Boys. It was a Full Credit.
Mm.
It was a Full Credit.
Do you reckon Joey would like us, or do you think he'd think, nah?
There was
one cup of tea.
Yeah, I don't. It depends what day. Which Joey?
Yeah,
the two of him. There was also, and this guy, he gets something of a Full Credit to the Boys Hall of Fame as well.
Yeah,
Justin Hodges, his second entry into it.
Yes,
on the Rush Hour on Triple M Sydney and Brisbane last week. Have a listen.
Yeah, it's just pleasing to watch him. You know, obviously, you know, play for the whole 80 minutes or on the weekend. Yeah, it's a Full Credit to the lads. They're really digging into each other.
Classic. Justin Hodges loves it.
Justin Hodges' and game is strong.
We're hearing from him now more because he's one of the captains, or he is the captain.
Yeah. And a massive fan of ours, we obviously.
Yeah. I mean, and
you know that.
Yeah, we call him Hodjo. So, g'day, Hodjo. Thanks for listening, champion. But as we said, there was an entrant into the
so
full
you've been trawling all the sports interviews looking for these full credit.
They come to us, like they are thrust in our face.
I go a little bit left field, and as you know, Hoodie, I like watching the Sky Business Report on Sky News.
Yeah.
It's a good watch. Really, wow, really good.
You've lost me. You've lost me.
And so this guy, BJ Rosenberg, the aforementioned,
yeah,
he said something during the week, and I didn't grasp what he was talking about. He said, I'm going to try and get on television
and I saw this,
a Full Credit to the Boys.
I thought he was going to be like the effer right in the P guy who goes around behind news crosses and
well, this
just
is what
throws
I was
out.
Thinking. I thought maybe he was a mad bloke who was going to stalk the weatherman or something and get it across. Or maybe hold up a sign behind Koshy or something.
But
No. He upped his game.
He was on the Sky News finance report.
Yes,
and he weaved this into his cross.
If you compare it to Rio, which was a bit disappointing yesterday, and they've had the same climactic conditions, so the fact that BHP has been able to lift theirs, full credit to the boys.
Well done, sir. Golf clap, golf clap, golf clap.
That is outstanding.
Now,
BJ Rosenberg.
I didn't know much about this bloke. Obviously, I knew he was a Roosters fan, which immediately I thought he's a millionaire.
Well, yeah.
Well,
you hear Rosenberg, that sounds like money.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He works in finance.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe he could sponsor us.
Well, he used to work in finance. He kind of suggested that he may have lost his job today. So, Clive.
Yeah, let's hope that the heads of Macquarie Bank aren't listening to our podcast right at the moment. Genius. Immediate Hall of Fame entrant.
Anyone's got a job for James, can you please tweet us in? I'm sure James will do some heavy lifting if required.
Clive, you might want to pick your game up, mate, because we've got a ready-made replacement right here. So how good. If you hear anyone bring out a full credit to the boys, or even just a full credit, or you know what? I'll even accept like just one of those other classics.
Yeah.
Going the full 80, they played the full halves, are we trying to eradicate it or encourage it?
Nah, I eradicate that.
Yeah.
I won't be a part of that.
No, I mean just these cliches in general. Are we trying to eradicate them from...
I want to hear someone do a whole speech, a whole interview.
Well, we had one the other day. I think it was Luke Lewis dropped a few in there.
Yeah.
And someone else a few weeks ago dropped about five in. Dane Gagai dropped about five different ones in there.
So whilst we didn't get any five-star reviews this week.
Yeah.
And subsequently it's rained since then.
Yeah.
You do the maths. James Rosenberg has raised the bar.
Oh, absolutely he has. What else could you do? Maybe get on Ellen, maybe?
That's up to our listeners. Maybe I'd like to see them behind Koshy on the Sunrise program.
Yes.
In the window.
Oh, hashtag FCTTB.
Yeah.
I'll accept that.
Yeah.
Because full credit to the boys is wordy.
Yeah, that's going to take about four or five people to hold out that banner.
Yeah.
Or get on the footy with a full credit to the boys.
Yeah. And get a screenshot of it. Come on. Happy days.
Come on.
I like it.
Some people need to do some more heavy lifting for us.
You can tweet us at FCTTB_podcast at any time. We'll see them. Clive vets it, so if you abuse us, we might not see it. But you can tweet us individually without abuse.
Yes.
At former_legend, at late mailman.
Please get Clive at full credit to the boys podcast.
Yeah, you got to get on Twitter, mate. Give MySpace a rest. It's 2006. So please get in touch with us. We love hearing from you. Love hearing that you're enjoying the podcast. If you get a chance, if you are enjoying it and you haven't gone to iTunes, please get on there. Leave us a review and a five-star rating and subscribe and share the podcast too, because it's the only payment we get for it. Thanks again for listening this week. I guess we'll see you next.
See you all.